a special Big Haze episode of
Brutal Battle.
So you may be saying, Big Haze, what does that mean? It's basically big breweries doing hazy beers. So Rebecca and I hit the liquor store because I had an idea. We don't really like hazy IPAs. But I do feel like the larger breweries that distribute pretty far, and a lot in the United States at least, have a tendency to skew towards being less offensive with their hazy beer palates for what Rebecca and I typically like. So I was thinking, you know, maybe we will like some of these bigger brewery hazy IPAs, especially because a lot of these breweries were doing West Coast style first, and then they've kind of needed to transition to doing hazy. So there's still that kind of West Coast style influence in a lot of them. So we picked four larger breweries that distribute pretty far within the United States. And we just decided, let's try four of their hazy IPAs, well, one of each from each brewery, side by side by side by side, and see who we think is the best of these four. And we picked it out together so we all know what both of us know what the breweries are, but I didn't let Rebecca see which one was poured in which glass, and we do have four filled glasses in front of each of us. So it's kind of blind for Rebecca. Rebecca knows what the breweries are, but she doesn't know which brewery is in which glass. Right. I opened the beers in a random sequence and then poured them in a random sequence. So if I don't think too hard, I'm not 100% sure which one's in which glass. But they're numbered, so when it's done, we will reveal what they are and figure out, of these four big breweries, who do we think is the best as far as doing these hazy IPAs? And if this ends up being a good time, this ends up being something that people enjoy, you can let us know, brutalbattlepodcast@gmail.com, and we could potentially do more of these. Mm-hmm. You know, go for some other big breweries, or go for some medium-tier breweries, or even the smaller ones. But I'm just interested to see how these beers taste next to one another. And I assume, just looking at them, they don't look super different look-wise.
Yeah,
but
I think they're very similar.
Yeah. Any initial thoughts on this before we dive in?
I don't think so. They look very similar. I'm interested to see which one I like the best.
The thing I am excited, one of the other things I'm excited about, I should say, is these are all 12-ouncers.
Yeah.
So that is something that I've been enjoying more of lately. I know there was a point in our beer life where I was like, 16 ounces is the way to go. It's the way to go because it's like 1.5 beers. Well, not quite 1.5, but 1.5-ish beers. And that's what I wanted at the time. But now I'm skewing more towards, you know, I kind of just want 12 ounces, and a lot of these bigger breweries are still just doing it as 12 ounces. So that was nice. Anyway, let's get started. Oh, and we're not going to reveal the beers as we go. Okay, we are going to go over all of them, and then I also want Rebecca to then try and figure out which.
Yeah, that's going to be impossible.
It may not be, though, because you're familiar, you've had beers from all these breweries before. So you may pick up on something where you're just like, this kind of seems like this brewery. I wouldn't be surprised. So
I don't know.
We'll reveal it at the end, who the will go in this order, 4, 3, 2, 1 are. And Rebecca will try and guess them.
Yeah.
All right. Make
a fool out of myself.
All right. So let's go with the first one.
Okay. It's hazy and it's yellow.
Well, let's just go ahead and say they all look hazy.
Yeah.
They all look hazy. I would say number four is probably the least hazy looking of all of them. And it's also the darkest.
Yeah, four is the darkest.
So I will say
one and two look very similar.
I think two is the lightest. Then it's a toss-up between one and three. Well, actually, two's the lightest. I think three is the second lightest.
Then one, then four. Yeah.
Not like it necessarily matters.
So anyway. Very, very similar,
yes.
Though.
Oh, very, very, very. Very slight shade differences. Okay. So the first beer, smelling like?
Very soft nose. Yeah. Not getting a whole lot.
Yeah, there's not a... There is...
I mean, I'm, like, getting that, like, sweet candied orange.
Yeah. I get a little, like, tangerine-y.
Like, juicy.
Yeah.
It does smell juicy.
I get, like, a little tangerine mixed with some grapefruit, mixed with some clementine, because there is a nice sweetness in there.
Citrusy.
It's a nice citrusy, but the nose is, it's very soft.
Yeah.
It's not like a punch you in the nostrils type nose that a lot of hazy IPAs do. There's a little bit of that kind of yeastiness on the end. And it smells like medium sweet. Like, it doesn't smell like it's going to be too sweet, like some hazy IPAs can end up being. It smells pretty well balanced, honestly. So, all right, going in.
Not real flavorful.
I get grapefruit peel, like, throughout. There is more of a bitterness on the finish, too, than I assume there would be.
It's, like, super carbonated, though.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
Like, real fine little bubbles.
Yeah, it is pretty carbonated, bordering on kind of being a little effervescent. And it's got more of that bitterness than I thought it would to it. And it's pretty drying as well.
Okay, I could see that.
I do get a citrusiness, though. And like I said, it's coming off as like a grapefruit peel. And I think the peel aspect of it is because of that bitter finish.
Okay, I could see that.
I don't dislike this, but I'm not like crazy about it.
Yeah, I agree. It's not offensive or anything. I mean, I would drink it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't seek it out again, though.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, we'll finish it. Like, that's what I feel like. I will finish this beer tonight. Like, that's what I'm prepared to do with this specific beer.
I'm on the fence, depending on how good the other beers are.
Okay.
If I'll finish it.
Well, and if we don't like any of them, we don't have to drink any of them.
It's just hard because we have so many other good beers at the house.
Yes.
It's hard to justify drinking just an okay beer.
Right. 100%. Well, and our motto has also been, life is too short to drink bad beer, so if you don't like it, just get rid of it. Because we do have that other stuff on standby. So, the beginning, I'm hoping that's the bottom one. Because it's just, eh. It's not, like we said, not bad, though. All right, let's go to the second one.
Okay, number two.
It'll be interesting to see how different the nose is, if it is.
Oh, very different.
Oh, yeah, it is.
It smells a little dank.
It does smell kind of dank. There's like a little resiny note in the nose. That's interesting. There's almost like an earthy spice note as well.
Yes.
And a little bit of a pine poking through. That one's interesting.
It's a very interesting nose. You don't smell this a lot in beer.
That is an interesting nose. There is a little bit of like an orange.
Yeah, there is a fruit poking through.
But it's mainly, like, that dank and that, like, earthy and pininess. That's not a nose profile that I thought I was going to get in one of these beers.
A floral characteristic as well.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
A little honeysuckle.
Okay. Yeah, I could see that. Now, this is weird. I'm just going to say this because this crossed my mind. It may be my mind playing tricks on me, but when I initially took my first few sniffs, it seemed kind of like minty almost with the way it was coming off, like a low-level mint. I don't know. It's kind of weird.
Okay, I'm interested to see what this is going to taste like.
All right, let's go in. And there is a little sweetness on the nose, but not nearly as much as was on the nose for the first one.
Still another mild flavor profile. Even more mild than the first, I think.
I will say that this one also has a bitterness to it. Not as bitter or drying as the first one. But it doesn't really have much of a sweetness.
No. And
there is that, like, earthy...
It's definitely earthy.
Honeysuckle, for sure. Like, you were saying on the nose, like, that honeysuckle. Very kind of flowery honeysuckle. I do feel like I get that kind of, like, low-grade minty type thing.
Okay. A little medicinal.
I can see that. There is a bit of a yeastiness on the finish. But it's not bad. Like, I was getting more of a yeastiness in the first one. But I was also getting more of, like, a grapefruit peel to it. With this one, I'm getting much less of a yeastiness to it, but it's more like earthy mm-hmm. and like a little bit piney, and it, that leans even more into the finish of the bitterness as well.
So, I think I like this better than number one.
I'm kind of undecided. I'm close.
They're close.
Yeah, I'm close on these two for sure. I'm going to drink some water. Okay, I'm definitely close on these two, the first two. And when we're done, when we, you know, for the first time go through all four of them, I think I'm going to go through and just be like, boom, 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 like all the way down real quick. Okay, so number three. Hoping for a very different nose on this one. That's brighter.
Yeah, I'm getting a little Vaseline.
Okay, I can see that.
I hate that smell.
It's brighter and lighter of a smell than the first two.
Yes, I agree.
It's more vibrant, and for that reason, I am smelling what you're talking about, that little bit of like a Vaseline-iness. But this has like a light citrus to it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, I'm trying to see if I can suss out the specific citrus. I actually get a slight pineapple. I get a little bit of orange and a little pineapple coming through. It smells cleaner than the first two. It smells less yeasty than the first two. It smells less bitter than the first two.
It's just still such a light nose.
Yeah, it is. It is. But I think overall it smells more kind of like crisp and refreshing in comparison to the first two.
I could agree with that.
Okay. I'm ready to go in. There's more of a sweetness in this than the first two.
It's chewy.
It is a little chewy. It is kind of like it has a more serious mouthfeel than the first two do.
Did you say this is more sweet?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like this is the sweetest thus far
Agreed.
Of the three. And it's coming off as like this dehydrated orange. So it's more like the sugars of the orange. There is a bit of a bitterness on the finish, but it's not as bitter as the first two. Hmm. The yeastiness is there, but I think it's being tempered by the body of it.
So it's the fruitiest, for sure.
Yeah.
It's like the flavors in all these are pretty muted, though. Yeah, it's really hard to...
I mean, that's what hazy IPAs are, though. Like, they're not big on flavor, by and large. They're pretty low-flavor beers. Which is one of the reasons I don't really understand why they're so popular. I just don't get it. But that one's lighter. It has more of a mouthfeel, but it tastes lighter. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I think I might like that one the most at the moment. But once again, I'm going to have to do the, you know, just going down and doing quick drinks of
Rapid
all of them.
Rapid fire.
Yeah. Boom, 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 boom.
Okay, last one.
Okay, last one. Yeah.
So this is the darkest.
Yes, certainly the darkest. Hoping that means the most flavorful.
Holy cow, it's piney.
Whoa. Oh my gosh. This has the strongest nose.
Yes, by far.
Wow.
It's so piney.
That is very piney.
This is definitely not a nose I associate with a hazy IPA.
That is piney with a little mango right under it.
Yeah.
This smells nice.
It does smell good.
This is the best nose.
Yeah.
This is by far the best nose.
There's a little sweetness, but not too much.
Ooh, I don't know which one this is. Like, I'm not even thinking hard. I don't even clearly remember which one was which, so. This nose is nice. I really like this. I'm smelling a slight yeastiness, but... The
Not
vibrant,
really.
How vibrant that, like, pine and that mango is just taking over.
Yeah, I'm getting, there's some citrus there.
Yes. Yeah, and there is a sweetness.
Definitely
but it's
sweetness.
Not a lot. There's a little bit of a sweetness.
It's a little syrupy, like candied.
Yeah.
It's like candied, insert your citrus fruit.
Sure. It smells good.
Yeah, it does smell
good. I really like this smell. This is very promising, but then again... You know, we've had hazy IPAs before, the nose overpromises typically, so.
What is that? There's Ooh. Something.
It is sweeter than I thought it was going to be.
It is a little sweet.
There is something. I know what you're talking about. Ooh. Awesome. This has the biggest mouthfeel, in my opinion. I'm getting a little fruit stripe gum type aspect.
I'm getting a floral characteristic. Tastes okay. Florally to me.
Yeah, I could see that. This is the most kind of resiny tasting. Yes. In my opinion. Like, this tastes the most like raw lupulin. Very nice and hoppy. This kind of almost bridges the gap between hazy and like a West Coast style mm-hmm. IPA. There is a decent bitterness in the finish, but the body plus the flavor doesn't let it linger too much.
Yeah.
And there is that bit of a yeasty finish, but it's the least of all of these, yeah. in my opinion. And that's maybe why we like it the most.
Yeah, this is my favorite. And actually, I think my favorite is the reverse order we tasted.
Yeah, it actually might be for
4, 3, 2, 1.
This is actually like, I could buy this again, honestly. This number 4.
I don't know if I like it that much.
I do like it, though. Like, you're getting that pine in there. You're getting that mango in there.
I'm getting palate fatigue.
Well, yeah, that'll happen. Remember when we used to do, like, the 12 beer tournaments of, like, the yeah. same style? Like, that's tough.
Yeah, okay. I can feel you. I could definitely drink number 4. I don't know if I need to have more of the other 3, though.
For comparison, I think you should. Oh, yeah. Number 1 is the mosquito.
How did a mosquito get in here?
I don't know. Number 1 for sure is my last. Number 4 for sure is my top. I'm a little bit confused between 2 and 3.
No, I'm keeping mine. I'm keeping my ranking.
Yeah, I think I agree with you as well. Yeah, literally the opposite way.
Tasted.
4 is number 1, 3 is number 2. Yeah. Okay. So, well, that makes it easy for revealing because it's literally the reverse order for both of us. What are your guesses? What brewery do you think? Well, yeah, what brewery do you think is each one?
I have no idea. I'm going to guess number 4 is Trogues.
Okay, you're going to guess 4 is Trogues. Okay.
I like that the best, and I think I remember liking Trogues hazy beers.
Okay.
When we've had them before.
Got it.
And then the other 3, I have no idea.
No guesses.
No guesses.
Okay. And obviously, I'm not going to make guesses, because...
You know.
I poured them, so yeah. Okay, so, well, I'll just go in easy order.
Number 1.
The number 4 beer, which was the first beer we tasted, is...
Dogfish Head.
Hazy Little Thing IPA by Sierra Nevada.
Okay.
I actually had high hopes for this one, because Sierra Nevada usually does really good stuff within the style they're working. Yeah, they're Hazy Little Thing. I'm not a big fan of this one. It's just 6.7% alcohol. Okay. So here, I'll put it on your side. So that is the Hazy Little Thing. All right. So the number 3 beer for the episode, which was the second beer that we tasted, is by Stone Brewing. It is Stone's Hazy IPA.
That's just what it's called?
Yep. Also 6.7% alcohol. An amazingly hazy IPA is what they say on there. Oh, do we want to read the flavor text on this one? The Sierra Nevada doesn't have any. Do you want me to read the one on? Okay. For the one for Stone, IPAs were once considered an extreme style, only for hardcore beer nerds, like, say, us. Today we're stoked to see IPA is the most popular style of craft beer in the world, and quite proud of our role in getting it there. I mean, that is true. They did a lot for IPAs. There's no denying juicy, hazy IPAs like this one have further fueled that popularity. With Stone Hazy IPA, we say, hell yeah, embrace the evolution. The hops they used in this, they list El Dorado, Azaka, and Sabro, and they say the flavor notes are tropical, citrus, juicy.
Okay.
So there you go. Pretty vague. There are number 3.
So number 2.
Yeah, the number 2 for the episode, which is the third beer we tasted, is...
What is this? Trogues.
Trogues, okay. Brewing. This is their Lucky Holler Hazy IPA. And I made sure that we didn't get any, like, Imperial Hazies. They all had to be regular, you know, single IPA ones. And they do have some information on this one. The hops in this are Galaxy, Citra, and Simcoe. It is 6.8% alcohol. And they have written on here, for this soft and juicy hazy IPA, we explored the intersection of Simcoe, Citra, and Galaxy hops. Through small batch trials and a little luck, we discovered that this combination delivers bright aromas of ripe pineapple. I did get that. And tropical gummies, layered with notes of...
Tropical gummies.
Yeah. Layered with notes of juicy citrus and ripe passion fruit. It's a hazy, hoppy harvest IPA that's so good, you'll want to holler.
Okay. All right,
so that's our number two for the episode. And that means that our number one is...
Dogfish Head.
Didn't see this coming, did you?
No.
Dogfish Head's Hazy O Hazy IPA, which is 7.1%. It is the highest in alcohol.
All pretty similar, though.
Yes.
In ABV.
And they say on here, our oh-so-juicy hazy IPA brewed with 1 malted, 2 rolled, 3 naked oats, and 4 oat milk. There you go. Oat milk.
Hmm.
Interesting. Okay. All right. So that there you have it. Dogfish Head is number one. I honestly did not think that was going to be the case.
What did you think was going to be number one?
So going into it, I thought that number one was going to be between Trogues and Sierra Nevada. Okay. I actually kind of thought that Sierra Nevada, you know, not having ever had any of these beers, which that's something we didn't say in the
beginning.
Right,
yeah.
We've never had these beers before.
We didn't have Lucky Holler when we went to Trogues.
No, no. We had their Haze Charm.
Oh, okay.
But we never had their Lucky
Holler. And that's a pale ale.
Yeah, hazy pale ale, I believe. Yeah, so I did think that Sierra Nevada would probably end up being number one, because like I said before, like, they usually do a great job when they're working within whatever style. But I thought it could have been Trogues' number one as well. But, you know, that is in the right place, because it was number two. I kind of thought, this is bad, but I kind of thought Dogfish Head was going to be the bottom, potentially.
Really?
Yeah. And I kind of thought that, like, Stone was going to have, like, some very interesting, like, super hopped version that was eye-opening. I mean, it is different, because that's the one that we were, like...
Kind of minty.
Yeah, kind of minty and earthy and weird, but... Yeah. So, there you have it. So, for the podcast, Dogfish Head's Hazy O. Yeah. Of these four big breweries, that's our favorite. Followed not too far behind, really, with the Lucky Holler by Trogues. And then I would say that there's a decent gap between that Lucky Holler and the Stone Hazy.
Yeah.
And the Sierra Nevada Hazy.
Agreed.
I just, that Sierra Nevada Hazy is just not really worth the time, to be honest.
Yeah, I didn't like it at all. Oh, that mosquito is really...
Yeah. It pains me to say that, though, because I really like Sierra Nevada. So, okay. Well, this was an interesting exercise. Like I said, you can give us feedback on it, brutalbattlepodcast@gmail.com. And if you have any ideas, like, you'd like to see us do this with, I don't know, even some other styles, we could, you know, do like, straight-up stouts with the bigger breweries. And the reason I want to do it with the bigger breweries is because it's easier for more listeners to get their hands on this stuff, because there's so many breweries nowadays and their distribution is so wacky that, like, it's just pockets basically where these beers can be obtained. So yeah. These much easier.
Yeah.
Like, everyone knows where they can get Trogues, Dogfish, Sierra Nevada, and Stone. So, but anyway, this was a good time. Please rate us and review us on whatever podcatcher you use to listen to this. iTunes helps us the most. Word of mouth also is a great thing if you could do that for us. We're on Untappd. I'm Carlin C. or Carlin Cook. I'm
Rebecca C.
And Instagram?
Brutal Battle Podcast.
And then if you want back episodes, you can either go to brutalbattle.com, which also has photos of all the beers that we've tried for each episode, or go to archive.org and search Brutal Battle. That's all in there. I think I plugged all the stuff.
Yeah, I think that's everything.
Okay, well, thanks everyone for checking this out, and until next time.
Keep it brutal.